It's time for the Tuesday morning PolitiFact Virginia report here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. We're joined again by Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
The two candidates for the U.S. Senate seat in Virginia, Tim Kaine and George Allen, had a debate at Hot Springs on July the 21st, and of course they made many charges and claims about each other and their own records in that debate, and you and your colleagues are busy checking out the facts on a lot of those issues, and we'll deal with a couple of them today and then probably more in next week and maybe later on as well, right? Now, today, the two items that you are going to report on happen both to be statements made by Tim Kaine, the Democratic candidate and former governor. I'm sure that you're also checking out the facts on some of the statements made on that same occasion by Republican George Allen, right?
Right.
And we'll be hearing about those on another occasion. One of the items you wrote about recently is where Tim Kaine said former Senator Allen voted four times to raise his own pay. What are the facts on that?
Well, a 1989 law set in place automatic cost of living raises every year for members of Congress. So those raises go into effect unless legislators take steps to stop them. Now, three of the votes that Kaine's campaign cites were procedural votes on amendments that would have halted the raises for the following fiscal year. Now, in those cases, Allen's vote helped kill measures that would have stopped pre-scheduled raises. But the fourth vote Kaine cites was not a specific vote on stopping the raise. It was a vote in which Allen supported a massive appropriations bill for transportation, treasury, and other programs. And the cost of the bill was about $90 billion, and the $2 million cost of the congressional raise was a minute fraction of that overall bill. So it's highly questionable to say that this was a vote to raise congressional pay. Now, Allen didn't always vote to kill amendments stopping the pay increases. Actually, in 2005, Allen voted in favor of an amendment to stop the raise from going into effect in 2006. So on balance, we rate Kaine's statement mostly true.
All right. Now, the other one you checked out this time is where Kaine said he ended his time as governor with a general fund budget that was smaller than the one he started with. True or false?
Well, when Kaine started as governor in January 2006, he inherited a general fund budget of $15.1 billion. Now, the healthy economy actually boosted the general fund size for the following couple years, but then the Great Recession hit and Virginia saw its tax revenues plummet. At the end of Kaine's term in January 2010, the general fund had shrunk 2% down to $14.8 billion. Now, Virginia was able to make up for those lower revenues by using federal stimulus money. That federal program propped up the state's general fund programs with $1.5 billion in the 2009 to 2010 fiscal year. That's according to the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission. Still, Virginia did not count the one-time stimulus money as part of the general fund. And when the stimulus ran out, there was no backfill for the budget cuts that Kaine endorsed. So we rate his statement true.
All right. And as we said, I know you're working on some claims made by George Allen in that same debate, and we'll be hearing about that on another occasion. We also have a Bobometer item to ask you about today. The Bobometer is where you fellows at PolitiFact Virginia keep track of the political, the campaign promises made by Bob McDonnell when he was running for governor, and a kind of a scorecard to see how he's doing on fulfilling those promises. Now, this one is where he said during his campaign that he would have legislation introduced in the General Assembly that would require disclosure of specific bills and procurement matters that lobbyists are working on, as well, he said, as information about entertainment expenses related to those matters. So, did he introduce the legislation? And if so, what happened to it?
Well, the governor's office points to a news release demonstrating his support for a 2010 House of Delegates measure that would have required lobbyists to list the specific bill numbers of legislation where they were working to influence the outcome. Now, that bill also called for minor changes on how lobbyists' entertainment expenses were disclosed. But the legislation was silent on requiring lobbyists to list the procurement matters they were working on, and that was a key part of McDonald's promise. Now, there was a Senate bill that would have required listing the procurement matters lobbyists were involved in. And Taylor Thornley, a spokeswoman for the governor, said McDonnell supported that bill. But we could find no evidence from the 2010 session that McDonnell backed the measure at that time. Now, both the House and Senate bills died that year, and we've seen nothing to indicate that McDonnell has since called for expanded disclosure. So the governor has done the bare minimum to address lobbyist disclosures, so we rate this as a compromise.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday morning at this same time.
Talk to you then, Wayne.